You may want to be in this situation where, well, you will say, it doesn't work. It doesn't work. No, it doesn't work has nothing to do with, actually, in English, with laborare, with working. What does it mean, it doesn't work?
It's not going.
It's not going.
It's not successful.
Not successful.
It's not
think of another word in English. It doesn't work.
Not functioning.
It is not functioning. Yes, it doesn't work. It doesn't function. It's not functioning, and that's exactly what you do in Italian. Non funziona. Non funziona. It doesn't function. Yes. So now what you do if it doesn't function? How would you say to fix the car or to fix something?
Reparare.
Right. That's what I wanted. Yes. I didn't ask you how to say to repair, but I said to fix. So you see, there's the richness in the English language. So if it is not in one way, you will find a way. So reparare is right. Mm. Can you fix it would be?
Può lo reparare? Può repararlo?
Right. Può repararlo. Or lo può reparare. If you want to say it doesn't work, non funziona, it doesn't function, in English you will say, I'm going to have it fixed, or I'm going to get it fixed. I'm going to get it fixed. I'm going to have it fixed. In Italian, to have something done, to get something done, is very simply to make somebody do it, to make do. You use fare, to make. So I'm going to have it done would be I'm going to make it do. Very simple. So I'm going to make it would be, I must have it done. I have to.
Devo. Fare.
Make it.
Devo farlo.
Mm-hmm. And repair.
Devo farlo reparare.
Right. Devo farlo, and then you use infinitive, the whole verb. Devo farlo reparare. To change is cambiare. I'm going to get it changed, would be. Or I have to get it changed.
Devo farlo cambiare.
Devo farlo cambiare. To wash is lavare. I'm going to get it washed. Or that I'm going to, you can say, I will make it.
Lo farerò.
What is the verb? What is to do or to make?
Well, farò.
It.
Lo farò.
Mm-hmm.
Lo farò lavare.
Right. Lo farò lavare. Mm-hmm. How would you say, I can make myself understood in Italian. Oh, now I can make myself understood.
Adesso posso farmi capire
right.
In italiano.
Right. Adesso posso farmi capire in italiano. How would you say, he made a reservation for us.
Ha fatto.
Very good. He has made. Ha fatto
Ho fatto
a reservation is
una prenotazione.
Prenotazione is right. Ha fatto una prenotazione for us, per noi.
Per noi.
Yes, for us, per noi.